Thriving marriages require a lot of communication and commitment. Safeguarding your marriage against outside temptation and influences by setting boundaries can be one of the most important steps in protecting your marriage. We'll talk more about appropriate boundary setting and healthy lines of communication between spouses on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from a wife wanting to protect her marriage against a potentially destructive relationship. She asked, "How should my husband relate to his female boss? Occasionally, she needs to discuss a business matter with him that requires privacy, and so she'll schedule a lunch appointment with him alone. I'm uncomfortable with this, but he sees no alternative since this kind of practice is common and expected in his line of work. In fact, to raise this as a concern would make things difficult for him professionally. What are your thoughts and what should he do?" Before saying anything else, we want to commend you on your zeal for protecting your marriage. It's obvious that you care deeply about preserving the integrity of your relationship with your husband. We wish more husbands and wives had this kind of commitment to marital purity. Too many people nowadays seem content to accept the status quo. They go along with what's common and expected without much thought or resistance. If we want to live God's way, there are going to be times when we will have to be willing to push back against the culture. For better or worse, circumstances like those you're describing have become a normal part of contemporary life. However, these cultural changes haven't altered or eliminated the importance of establishing meaningful boundaries. These boundaries are needed to protect a couple's relationship against outside threats. You're right to be thinking in terms of maintaining such hedges. There are a number of ways you and your husband can do this. The first step is to make sure that he's on the same page with you. If he isn't, you'll have to sit down and discuss your concerns with him in earnest. If he agrees that something needs to be done about your situation, you might suggest that he assume responsibility for starting the process. He could begin by speaking openly and honestly with his boss. Once she understands where he's coming from, she might be willing to make some appropriate changes. For example, whenever possible, she might make an effort to include other employees in off-site business luncheons. Matters that must be kept strictly private could be discussed at the office, behind closed doors if necessary, but in close proximity to other co-workers. Meanwhile, it may be worth your while to examine your motives. Make sure you're not operating on the basis of unwarranted fears or an unhealthy need for control. A great deal depends upon the underlying reasons for your uneasiness about your husband's work environment. Is there a history of infidelity in your marriage? Are there any other reasons to suppose that your husband's luncheons with the boss might pose a threat to the stability of your relationship? What about the circumstances under which these business meetings are conducted? Is there anything unusual about them? If not, is it possible that some part of your concern stems from previous hurts and difficult experiences? Is there something in your family background that might account for your anxiety? A divorce, an affair, abuse, or neglect of some kind? Do you struggle with feelings of insecurity or low self-esteem? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, we'd urge you to seek professional assistance. A trained therapist can help you and your husband perform an assessment of your marriage and point out both the strengths and weaknesses of your relationship. If you'd like to call Focus on the Family's counseling department, one of our trained counselors will be happy to discuss your concerns with you over the phone. They can also provide referrals to qualified Christian marriage and family therapists practicing in your area. The number to call is 031-716-3300. It may also be to your advantage to seek out the guidance and support of a larger community. This will allow you to make yourself accountable to others who can hold both you and your spouse to a high standard of marital commitment. Remember, the bottom line is communication. The process of building healthy boundaries and protective hedges in marriage begins at home. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.